This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, campers.
It's the warm-up show with Al and Jerry. Brought to you by Newcastle Building Products, the only streak-free roof from Scotch Garden 3M. Use it on your roof already.
All right, that's exactly what it is Al is back. This portion sponsored by Burlington. First things first, sir, how are you feeling?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Not terrible for having a large incision by that area.
Has the bruising occurred yet?
The bruising has begun. The discoloration of my area, the swelling,
right.
It's all starting to kick in, Jerry. It's disturbing to look at.
What is ahead of you now for the weekend? Like, are you just basically stuck in the apartment watching Netflix for the next
hopefully 3 days?
Hopefully.
Well, that's what I did the previous couple days.
Right. So
just
enough with that.
Caught
I mean, you've
up on
been
Netflix.
Inside for 3 days now.
Yes. The good part about this, Jerry, is you're not allowed to go to the gym, so there's no pressure to
but
go to the gym.
But you only go twice a week anyway.
I know, but I'm saying there's no pressure.
You never have pressure. You live alone.
No pressure.
Who's Netflix and chill.
Yep, Netflix and chill,
Who
Jerry.
Who pressures you to go to the gym?
Me, myself. We have to pressure ourselves. I pressure myself to go to the gym.
You have no pressure.
No gym.
No pressure.
I read I've got 6 weeks of no gym, so I'm excited
weeks.
About that. That's
really?
Right.
Well, I suppose if you get a hernia from weightlifting sometimes, it's probably a good thing to stay away from.
My guess is I didn't get it weightlifting, considering the amount of weight I actually lift is not heavy.
And you still do no cardio.
And no cardio, right.
Okay.
Which all doctors recommend these days.
Right, we walked half a block the other day. I was winded.
Exhausted. I'm exhausted, Jerry. Jerry, what do you make of this Jets offensive coordinator, John Morton, saying essentially the
we
game against Denver that he gave up
in
trying to score and get back in that ball game because they had, quote, no chance.
I think you're referencing the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game when they were down.
I sure am.
23-0 or whatever
yes.
it was. They couldn't do anything. And let me just ask, I'll answer the question by asking you the question. Did you see Bryce Petty try and throw the ball?
I did.
There was no point.
So let me ask you this. Would you be against an NFL rule that allows you to pull your team off the field and be like, you know what?
No.
We're done here.
No.
But why did
it's
we
called
have
forfeiting?
Right, but we had to sit through that as viewers, Jerry. The remaining
because
6 or 7 minutes of that
commercials
disaster.
Commercials are sold. People bought tickets. You still actually owe them some sort of a product.
It'd be great if you could just go to the official and whisper in his ear, and the official go, "Game over."
Why well, did that?
They've
with,
got no shot.
I did that. With
mercy
my,
rule.
My 13-year-old baseball team this fall.
Yeah, let's do those rules in the NFL.
I pulled them off the field in the fourth inning.
Or at least go like this. The Jets offensive coordinator has informed us they've got no shot. We're going to switch to a more competitive game.
So,
because locally
would
you have
holograms?
To.
You
got to
give the people. You got to give the people in the stands something. So, you're gonna pull them off the field and then just
oh, no.
put holograms
no,
on the
no,
field
you,
from
you,
another game
no,
from
you,
a broadcast.
You put the big screens up, Jerry, with a really competitive game that's
Can't
going
that.
On.
You'll have lawsuits up and down.
Oh,
you know that.
Lawsuits up and down.
Yes.
All right. Jerry, this happened yesterday. So Lonzo Ball got to play against LeBron, right? Now, earlier in the day, LeBron went to the Cleveland Clinic to visit some children who were in the Cleveland Clinic. And one of the kids asked if LeBron would dunk on Lonzo Ball for him.
Right.
Which he didn't get a chance to do. But it did remind me, I had a friend who went to visit a kid in the hospital once. And he said to my buddy, he goes, hey, could you have Paul O'Neill hit a home run for me, the kid?
Oh, is that true?
And my friend was like, yeah, I guess I get him to hit a home run.
Yeah.
And the kid said, what about two home runs?
Oh, like your two podcasts. Okay.
Right. To which he had to go then to Paul O'Neill and go, I need you to hit two home runs for this kid.
Right.
In the New York version
I'm
of
sure
the.
Paul O'Neill took it wonderfully.
Well, good news. He hit one home run for the kid. Then the second he had an inside the park home run, Jerry.
Oh, did he?
And then they called an error, triple, not a home run for the kid. So he also didn't fulfill his wish to the child.
When you've been home for the last 2 days.
Yes, Jerry.
Doing nothing but staring at four walls and a Netflix screen.
Yes.
Do you sit there and wonder, if I relate this story to me in real life, perhaps Jerry Seinfeld will contact me.
Would hear that.
Because he thinks I'm so witty.
That would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah. You know, it's not really fair to ask athletes to do things that are not. I guess dunking on Lonzo Ball was possible.
No, that's fair. I think that's fair and possible.
But when a kid in a hospital asks a player to hit a home run, what are the chances?
Well, do you believe the Babe Ruth story?
No.
You don't.
I don't.
That's something that as time has passed, as you know, people be it's myth that becomes
that a kid in a hospital asked Babe Ruth to homer for him.
Yeah.
But back then, I don't think there were fences, and Babe Ruth probably hit a
well, there were fences, but and a ball that bounced over the fence early on was a home run,
right?
As opposed to a ground
Babe
rule double.
Ruth probably played a game against some weird town that didn't have fences.
He hit like in Boston,
right? He hit a ball. He hit a ball in the gap. There was no fence. He ran his chubby little body all the way around. And that was a home run for the kid.
Did you ever watch the movie The Babe?
The Babe? No, I've not seen it.
You never
that.
Saw that with the guy from Roseanne? What's his name?
John Goodman.
Yeah, he
played
was,
The Babe.
He played Babe. You never saw that movie?
No.
You always wonder when they do movies like that from a time period where really nobody's alive anymore.
Right.
And if they are, they're so old that there's not many of them. Like, how much of it is real?
None of it.
And how much is... Like, Billy Crystal did the 61 film. A lot of people will say that there was a lot of real in that. I wonder if the Babe was real.
Well, here's the thing. The 61 film was based on something that happened in 1961. Lots of people were roaming around.
That's my point.
Right. This Babe Ruth era, I don't believe a thing. I'm not even sure Babe Ruth played.
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Don't be an idiot now. There is actual real footage of Babe Ruth. So now you think Babe Ruth is made up.
Not that he's made up, but that he, like,
became this. Do you also believe this... that you're going to walk to the edge of the earth and fall off?
No, I'm not a flat earth theory person.
You're just a person that theorizes that Babe Ruth never existed.
Yeah, no, well, that he existed, but he wasn't, like, so great. Like, probably because he was chubby and he used to enjoy some drinks and he was, like, a regular guy, people made him into a myth. And
legend.
He wasn't a legend.
A legend.
And he wasn't all that great.
Number three.
This is, by the way, my favorite story of the day, Jerry. You remember when the Papa John blamed the NFL?
I thought you meant Bob Papa. Bob Popper.
When Papa John blamed the NFL for selling less pizzas than he wanted to?
I do.
And he blamed the protesters?
Yes.
Oh, now another company.
I believe this one, Bob.
Has hopped on board. Sanderson Farms, Jerry. They provide chicken wings to places.
I believe this.
They say they're selling less wings. And they blame the NFL and protesters.
Well, I don't know if it's protesters or what, but I do think because ratings are down, people less people are watching. That means less people are having their little parties on Sunday. Less people are making wings on Sunday. Therefore, the Sanderson Farms people are hurting.
You know who's not upset by this news?
The chickens?
Chickens, Jerry.
Right. How did I know you
They're
were going to go
there? They're thrilled that less people are ripping their wings off and eating them. Now, this place, they must deal in the entire chicken, right? Sanderson Farms.
What?
I said they must deal on the entire chicken. Because they go, oh, they just supply chicken wings. Well, what are they doing with the rest of the...
Al, have you been to a slaughterhouse?
Chickens. I've not.
All right.
I'm one of those people out of sight, out of mind. If I saw that, I would not eat.
You don't want to know how the meal got to your, to your dish?
Don't
want to
know.
You just want the plate.
I would just like to know. Yeah, like, that's why I get boneless wings.
Boneless.
Because boneless, that doesn't...
What?
It doesn't...
It's tofu?
It doesn't seem like...
Real?
An animal, because I'm not gnawing
what
on its
do you
bones.
Think it is?
Who knows what goes
a
on
piece
in these
of cheese?
Who knows what goes on in these factories? Do you ever eat chicken?
Boy, Al, you are like you're shot out of a cannon today. Al missed like 3 days, and he's been dying to get back.
He's all doped up on Percocet.
He is. We're talking about Babe Ruth being phony, and that is chicken wings or tofu.
You ever
boneless?
You ever have chicken wings with somebody who will, you know, the drumstick part of the wing?
Sure.
Where they'll put the whole drumstick in their mouth and pull.
I do not know anybody like that.
Chewing the tendons.
Who do you know? How would you surround yourself with someone like that?
No. I knew a guy when I worked in Tampa. He was the program director down there, and we'd go out for chicken wings sometimes. And he would put the drumstick all the way in his mouth.
Not a good look.
And then pull and rip the tendon part and chew it. Like he would get the bone. You know, like if you give your dog a bone, it will take every piece of cartilage off of it. That's how this guy eats wings.
This guy was an animal.
He was an animal. That's how he was slamming wings.
And then you look across the table and here is Al.
Yeah. Delicately.
Using a knife and fork.
With a small little chicken wing that he was hoping wasn't real chicken because there was no bone in it.
So you agree with Sanderson Farms, Jerry.
Boneless.
They're selling less.
I think there's something to
you
it.
You think
yeah.
they're selling less wings?
Yes. I do. I think there's something to that. Absolutely.
You know who will love that? They, I can't think.
Well done.
I don't know what just happened.
Have a drink.
He's going to hurt himself by laughing.
I can't laugh. It hurts down there.
This poor.
You know, they glue it these days, Jerry. They glue the wound.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
This portion sponsored Elmer's. By Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. More with happiness over here in just a minute. Then Boomer at the top on the fan.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry on the warm-up show. Brought to you by Newcastle Building Products and the only streak-free roof from Scotch Garden 3M. The superheroes of building products.
All right, welcome back. This portion sponsored by Burlington. Last night, the Knicks did beat the Nets at Barclays Center, but Kristaps Porzingis did suffer a knee injury. Not sure of the severity. And the Broncos beating the Colts 25-13. Losses for the Devils and the Islanders. This portion sponsored by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop with the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone. You got about a minute.
All right, go. Jerry. Jerry, what do you make of this Browns GM, this John Dorsey fellow?
I was saying the last GM sucked.
He said that his predecessors didn't get, quote, real players.
Well, now, I don't know if I'd use the word real.
He said real players.
I would say not good players or good coaches because they've sucked for a decade.
And by the way, a lot of those guys are still on the Browns.
Proof is in the pudding.
So what if you're one of those guys?
As Boomer has been telling me for 2 weeks, get your cell phones out and start contacting your buddies because you're not going to be here very long.
Oh, I see. And then did you see A-Rod gave a commencement speech?
I did.
At University of Miami.
It's the pink elephant in the room.
I feel like you should have to have graduated college to give a commencement speech.
Why?
Because you're there talking to college graduates.
You're there talking about being successful.
What does he know about college graduation?
He's worth $1 billion.
He went to the Mariners instead of going.
And he's also into commercial real estate investment now.
A-Rod
Big
is?
Big time, yes. And he's trying to actually mentor young...
Young boys?
High school kids.
Oh,
to
hurts
get involved
down there.
In ownership.
Thank you, Eddie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.